Hey, we're heading out to Columbia Central. What a year it's been around here in high school football. We've got Jackson and Lumen and Grass Lake all unbeaten. Great years at Western Michigan Center and Columbia Central. Just a great win last week over Hillsdale, and they're trying to finish an 8-1 season. Josh Kubiak joins us today. Josh, that was a great win last week.
Yeah, it was a great team win. Our kids did great. We knew going in that we had to beat Hillsdale for our Week 9 game against Hudson to mean something. So our kids showed up, and we played our best game of the year last week.
And that's you probably always circle that one because you know it's going to be tough.
But yeah, our league's tough. The LCAA is one of the toughest leagues around, I think, with our school sizes here. Anybody can be anybody in our league, but since we've been in the league previous to the LCA with Hillsdale, we always kind of get a little bit more fired up with them because they've been one of our league foes the longest.
Well, what's amazing, you look at the bottom of the league, you got Hudson and Onsted, and they're usually perennial playoff teams, if not around unbeaten.
Yeah, like I said, our league is, there's out of seven of our eight teams really can beat anybody. I mean, you think the team that we lost to this year was Blissfield, and Hudson beat them last week. So anybody in our league is definitely able to beat anybody from one through seven.
Well, you've Josh, you've put together an exciting offense. You've got a lot of players that are making plays for you.
We got a lot of athletes out here, and we use our athletes all over. That's definitely our strong point. You know, it helps having a three-year starter at quarterback, but we got a hard-nosed running back. We got three or four or five receivers that we feel comfortable to throw the ball to, so it makes my job kind of a lot easier when I got all those athletes out there.
Yeah, talk about Cole Partridge. He had an unbelievable game against Hillsdale.
Yeah, you know, with the rain being the way it was, I was very proud of him and all of our wide receivers. It didn't affect us at all. You know, a high school kid that goes 27 for 37 for right around 300 yards is a great night, whether it's rain or not raining. So, once again, very, very proud of all the guys.
Yeah. Garrick Elliott, he's had a great year for you. Carson Daniels has been, he's like a rock, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Garrick is, you know, he's our little speedster, and like I said, Carson is our hard-nosed guy. He's the one that is kind of like, we call him the old-school style football player. He likes to hit and likes to put his head in there and get that extra yard or so.
So did you, before the season, you knew this would be a good team. Did you think it'd be this good?
We had our thoughts. You know, we had a lot of question marks going in. Our offensive and defensive line, we said from day one, we really needed to work on. I feel like since week one to week eight, we have improved there. Like I said, that's last week we had our best. We knew we had the potential to be there, but we had to put a lot of hard work in to get to where we're at.
Now this game, Friday's a tricky one with Hudson. They don't lose many home games.
No, in our school history, we've never won down there. So this is another one that, you know, we have to show up to play. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot. But we'll take where we're at. You know, we're going into week nine, and if we win week nine, we win a league championship. So not many other teams in the state can say that, and we're all fired up for that.
So you got to obviously focus this week on Hudson, then quick turnaround because hopefully you guys are hosting a playoff game or two.
Yeah, you know, that's our goal. One of our goals coming this season, you know, we kind of started off basically three or four main goals, and one of them was definitely to get our six wins, get in the playoff. We got that, you know, so we'll have a little team meeting or parent team meeting Sunday night here at the school to see who we draw, and then we'll put a game plan together, and we'll be ready to go next week for the playoffs also.
Free Press has you in Division Six. Is that where you pretty much line up?
We're pretty sure that's where we'll be. There's probably a good seven or eight schools that are high, that are a little bit higher than us right now on the little prediction list. So we're pretty sure we'll be stuck in Division Six.
Mm-hmm. Well, great win last week over Hillsdale. Great great season, and got a chance to cap it off. Again, you've never won down there, so it won't be easy.
No, it's not going to be easy, and I'm a little excited because I think our kids like stepping up to the challenges. In the last couple years, we've had a lot of firsts. You know, there's a lot of things we could go through that we've accomplished with this group of seniors as they went through. So this is another good challenge for them. You know, they could graduate, you know, in the senior group of being in the playoffs 4 years in a row, a possible league championship, first time ever to win in down in Hudson.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've accomplished a lot. I could go over and tell you about five or six other things that they've done the first time that's never been done in school history. So this is a really good senior group that we have going through that's accomplished a lot here out here at Columbia Central.
Yeah, you won. Didn't you win at Hillsdale last year?
Hillsdale 2 years ago.
Okay.
And then it was the first time in school history last year that we beat Ida, and we did that. We beat them again this year, so that's 2 years in a row. So there's, like I said, we can go on and on about some things that this group has accomplished over the last 2 or 3 years that hasn't been accomplished at Columbia Central before. And these guys do really good stepping up to a challenge that we put in front of them. So this week, once again, is another big challenge for us to go on the road. First time ever in school history to win in Hudson, and then first time ever since 1983 for us to get a league championship. So that's very important for us.
You know, Ida, Blissfield, Dundee, this is a tough league. Those are all solid,
you,
solid
and you said you had,
programs.
We had Hudson and Onset at the bottom of the league, so that's it's tough. You know, it's a lot of hard-nosed football, and if you look at, you know, it's a lot of kids that know how to tackle, because we got, you know, two teams in our league that are all-state, our state champs in wrestling year in, year out. So it's a tough-nosed league.
Well, good luck Friday down there. And, of course, we're going to be down there. Our sister station, K105.3, will broadcast that game Friday live from the suburbs of Hudson. If you can't make it down there, but I know you'll have a big crowd down there.
We should have. We've had a pretty good following all this year. So, yeah, we're expecting us to get everybody down there and support us, and hopefully we can get the win and have everybody have a fun trip home after that.
Thanks, Josh.
Yep, thank you very much.
Good luck down there. Columbia heads to Hudson. Never won there.